To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or business, simplysafe.com/carry. With all the uncertainty in the world we're living through, feeling safe at home has never been more important. It's why we like to talk to you about this award-winning security system. Simplysafe.com/carry has made it easy to finally get comprehensive protection, and it's so easy. There's no technician or salesperson who needs to come and disrupt your home. There's no need to pay outrageous monthly fees or to sign a contract. Here's how it works. You simply order online, set it up yourself in under an hour, and boom, you've got immediate 24/7 protection with emergency dispatch for break-ins, fire, and more. Best of all, it's only 50 cents a day. And we're not the only fans of this protection. Simply Safe provides. U.S. News & World Report named Simply Safe the best overall home security of 2020. So what are you waiting for? Go to simplysafe.com. That's S-M-P-L-I, simply with an I. Go to simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll receive free shipping on your order and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Or, as always, you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, given the sequestering at home that's been going on the last few months, we have talked a lot about upcoming travel and focused a lot on road trips with RVs, et cetera. We have got a road warrior par excellence as my next guest. His name is Joe Yogerst, Y-O-G-E-R-S-T. He is a writer, editor, and photographer, and he has helped National Geographic put together a lot of their books, including a new one called 100 Parks, 5,000 Ideas, and it's filled with travel tips and the usual beautiful photography you expect out of National Geographic, and it focuses on national, state, and city parks throughout North America. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Rudy. Thanks for having me.
So you've been around. You were born and raised in Southern California, according to your bio, but you've worked on four continents, including with countries including South Africa, London, Hong Kong, and Singapore. You've seen some parks in your life, I guess.
I have probably seen somewhere between 100 and 150 national parks around the world.
And there are some parks opening up right now. We'll list some of them in just a few minutes, but let's talk generally about how you and National Geographic selected the parks to be included in this book.
Well, National Geographic has done national park books for years, and they've been very good and very successful. And this time is something different. We thought, why not include all types of parks in Canada and the U.S.? Big city parks like Central Park or Golden Gate Park, and some national forests, some really legendary state parks like Adirondack and Niagara Falls, and even some national wildlife refuges.
All right, so it embraces more parks. How does it fit into being a road warrior? Are there tips about things that you can do around there, or where you can stay and that sort of thing around the park?
There are tips on where to stay, where to eat. Sometimes the chapters include specific drives you can take or detours you can take to nearby areas that are really cool. So it's really packed with information on seeing the park different ways. Driving through, hitting a bunch of parks in the same trip, or if you live in a city and or are new to a city, you know, what you can do in Central Park or Mont Royal and Montreal and things like that.
I love it. I like the idea that you can take driving trips both through the park, obviously, or in some cases, or at least in the region around it. Did you put all this together?
I wrote every single word, yes. And the outline, all of them are my ideas. I basically asked my editors at Geographic if they had any input, and their input was similar to what I already had on my outline. And so, yes, it's sort of the first time they've given me free rein to do 100% of the outline and 100% of the content, so I'm very pleased with that.
Having worked on a couple of National Geographic books, I know that is very different than the way they normally do it. Good for you, Joe. Well done. My guest, Joe Yogerst, has written a new book on the parks called 1,000 Parks, 5,000 Ideas on National, State, and Local Parks in the United States. We're talking to you about it now. Did you do, I know you've got you call them En Route Eats. Did you actually choose restaurants and places to eat that were of interest in your parks?
I did, and I try to choose places where I myself am able to eat or did eat. So in Adirondack Park, for instance, in upstate New York, which is the largest park of any kind east of the Mississippi, I found a great little local pub called the Shamrock near Saranac Lake. And just by accident, really, I was driving around looking for a place to eat at night in the dark, and I came across this lone neon sign at the side of the road and stopped in there. And it was amazing burgers and amazing, if you're into beer, amazing local craft beer at the Shamrock.
Which goes to prove there's an Irish pub or bar everywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I remember another one near Glacier National Park in Montana called Lula's in Whitefish, Montana, where they had amazing huckleberry pie. So it's things like that. I really like to include little local restaurants like that.
I would make a detour for that. Let me list some of the parks that are opening now real fast because we only have less than a minute left. The Dry Tortugas National Park in Florida, Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, Voyageurs in Minnesota, Big Bend in Texas, Rocky Mountain in Colorado, Zion in Utah, Yellowstone and Grand Teton in Wyoming, Yosemite in California, Teddy Roosevelt in North Dakota, and the Shenandoah in Virginia. Is there one of those in the 20 seconds we have left, your favorite?
Well, Yosemite is the one that I went to most recently, right before the lockdown, to write a whole issue of National Geographic magazine about Yosemite, which just came out last week in conjunction with the park reopening again.
Okay, we'll put that down as your favorite. Joe Yogerst is the website, joeyogerst.com. You'll find links to many of the books he's been involved in, but particularly this one, 1,000 Parks, 5,000 Ideas from National Geographic. Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rudy. Take care.
We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.